Tucked into a corner of the first floor of the Wells Fargo Bank in Midtown Anchorage is the Alaska Heritage Museum. The collection was compiled by three generations of Rasmussen family members and is housed in the bank that was once owned by the family until the National Bank of Alaska was purchased by Wells Fargo and the collection stayed. Tom Bennett is the curator. He says there are more than 5,000 artifacts from all the Native cultures in Alaska.
Also 500 paintings, of which 70 are Sidney Lawrence. We have original drawings going back to the 1700s. We have, 150 watercolors, 700 or 800 prints, original prints, from Alaskan artists. All of the stuff is from Alaskan artists or people who visited up here.
There are 80 sculptures, a collection of 30 caliber model 1895 rifles, and a wide array of traditional ivory carvings, and one unusual piece made from walrus ivory, an exact replica to scale of the Coast Guard cutter Bear. The Bear was an 1800s era vessel that sailed in the Arctic as a mail and cargo carrier. Working off original drawings from the Smithsonian Institute, the artist spent 8,000 hours crafting each piece by hand.
He did the entire thing in his basement, to the chagrin of his wife. Apparently he was buried down there for quite a while. And it's virtually all handcrafted. Even the inside shell and the hull pieces, the structure, were all handmade. Every single piece is made by hand by him.
Bennett says the collection has a lot of Alaska Native fans that stop by because they have personal connections to many of the artifacts.
Younger people and middle-aged people come in and say, oh, my father made that, my grandfather made that, and he taught me how to do this or whatever. We get it all the time, which is wonderful because it's not like a normal museum where everything has been collected. It's centuries old. There's no living tie to it. A lot of what's here is still very much tied to the people, to the children, to the cultures, to the families.
Why are you shy?
That's so weird.
On this day, a group of young students visiting the museum are impressed by things they haven't seen before, like Sloan. He's 4 years old, and he really liked the Trading Post tokens.
The big coins, big circled coins.
Were they different colors?
The same color, but some are different colors.
Most of the kids, like 4-year-old Lydia, agreed that the best part was the critters with tusks, or what seemed like really big teeth.
The walrus kids.
Curator Bennett says a man moving out of the state recently donated a tusk that he estimates is around 10,000 years old. Bennett's not yet sure if it's from a woolly mammoth or a mastodon.
My thought is that it's mastodon because it doesn't have such a long curl to it and because it's quite short. If it were mammoth, it would probably have a much more dramatic twist and turn to it.
It's 5.5 feet long, and Bennett says it will be a great addition because kids will be able to touch it, unlike the 13-foot, 250-pound mammoth tusk that is currently on display, but is off-limits to handling. He says another popular item is the walrus hide-covered kayak. Bennett says it's an excellent example of sewing and woodworking skills, and their durability made it possible for people to travel great distances in them, from the Aleutians to Northern California.
I know of some people who, as children, traveled from island to island out there inside these things. So they'd stuff the whole family in, and you had your station wagon to go. You know, pack the kids in, and okay, we're going off to visit family somewhere, and away they go. And the kids said they just had a blast. You know, it was just translucent enough on the inside to have light so they could play games and tease each other on the inside. And not only practical, but a lot of fun. Family trip.
Jenny McCarty is assistant curator for the Alaska Heritage Museum. She has a degree in anthropology, and she came to Alaska from Canada to find Inupiaq relatives. McCarty wants to help preserve the old skills and art while also helping culture stay relevant by allowing it to grow into the future.
It is important to maintain traditions, but if people create new traditions and they help them to, it helps to keep it going so that more people learn, then all the better for it, you know, because it's there and it's living. And just like, you know, language is living, it changes over time. Culture changes over time.
The Alaska Heritage Museum is free and open to the public during weekday afternoon hours. Pictures are at our website, aprn.org.